From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
And I'm Brian Dean.
And we're joined today by Franco Cavallari, founder of Biologic Vet. Franco, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, Franco, we wanted to talk to you today about, well, first, tell us a little bit about Biologic Vet, and then also tell us about the importance of having good dental care for your dogs, because this is Dental Care Awareness Month for dogs. So tell us a bit about that.
Well, you know, I think people take for granted dental health and mm-hmm. dental and gum health, and don't realize that oral hygiene and oral health supports general health throughout the body. And, mm-hmm. and what we find is that if we allow dental health to decline, that, you know, organ damage can occur mm-hmm. and peripheral damage throughout the body can occur. People don't realize this, and oftentimes they encounter an animal by age 6, 7 that has heart problems, kidney problems, or liver problems, mm-hmm. and we can't define the source of these conditions. And then when we look deeper and identify that the gums and teeth have been in poor condition for a long time, you realize that that was ultimately the source that could have been prevented long ago. You know, statistics show that between 80 and 85% of dogs by age 5 years old, and in fact some statistics, depending on where you're reading them, by age 3 will have significant tooth and gum disease.
Wow. Well, tell us about how, like, what is it that you should do to keep your pets, your dog's teeth clean? Because, I mean, obviously they can't hold a toothbrush.
No, they can't. And so we've all reverted or resorted to brushing our cats and dogs' teeth. And that can work, and in fact, it's a solution for most animals, especially small animals, because we find that smaller breeds tend to have a higher risk for dental disease simply because their teeth tend to be smaller and more cavernous, mm-hmm. and so they can house a lot of the bacteria and then the plaque and tartar that forms from that. But you know, food is one way to do it, and here's the interesting thing: is that we've all thought that the dry kibble foods have provided a nice kibble crunch to help shed away a lot of the plaque, mm-hmm. and it's just not working. A lot of kibble manufacturers have begun to add compounds to the kibble that would help disperse many of the elements in the food that might deposit in the teeth, and these things aren't really working, so we've had to resort to brushing our animals' teeth. Mm. I mean, I personally, I feed a raw diet to my animals with a little bit of kibble, and the raw diet that includes a few raw bones with sinew that they have to chew through, and especially chicken necks and turkey necks, works really well. But there's an added factor that we have to consider, and that is supplementation. Supplementation plays a critical role when it comes to these feeds, mm-hmm. because when you add supplements that have digestive enzymes and prebiotics and probiotics, mm-hmm. these things also support the general health of the animal's tooth and gums in many ways. First of all, the probiotics create obstructions for pathogenic bacteria and other microbes that may infiltrate the mouth. And then we have the supplements that contribute to connective tissue health, such as essential fatty acids, mm-hmm. the omega-3, EPA and DHA fatty acids, many of the vitamins and minerals, and CoQ10. CoQ10 has now become recognized as a major gum and connective tissue nutrient that supports general health. And it's interesting because CoQ10 has been known in the human health industry to support cardiovascular health.
Right.
But we include it in many of these supplemental programs to support gum tissue and general connective tissue health.
How effective are some of these treats out there and stuff? I mean, personally, I don't know how willing my dogs are going to be to sit there and let me brush their teeth. So when you look at, you know, some of these chew toys and treats that are out there, how effective are those at helping teeth and gums?
Well, some of them will work from a physical standpoint. So, you know, the chew toys, you see some of these with grooves in them that can slide up alongside the tooth. And, you know, this kind of emulates the action that I spoke of earlier when an animal might be chewing a raw chicken bone or chicken neck or chicken, turkey neck, because the cartilage in that turkey neck helps slough it off, and some of these chew toys are designed in a way that has that same physical characteristic. Mm-hmm. But there's a biochemical characteristic that needs to be applied, and that is what I'm talking about when I'm when I'm discussing the probiotics and the and the digestive enzymes, because these change the actual pH of the mouth so that the pH is not conducive to housing the bacteria that contributes to the tartar. So many of these toys work well from a physical standpoint to slough off a lot of the bacteria and the tartar, but we still have to consider the biochemical, and that biochemical comes from general gastrointestinal health and general biological health, which then stems from diet and supplementing that diet appropriately so the pH is maintained.
Well, how do you know what, I guess, what to get? Because it's sort of, you know, when I think of, like, supplements for your animals, you think about, like, supplements for people. There can be a whole full aisle, but not everything is necessarily right for you or right for your family or whatever. So how do you know sort of what works for dogs? And because obviously they can't tell you, you know, if they're if it works or not.
Absolutely. Well, here's a key thing. First and foremost, you know, don't use human supplements for your pets. You know, our cats and dogs have a very different gastrointestinal tract. As I said earlier, runs at a different pH. It has a different enzymatic profile, different microbe or probiotic activity in the gut. They also have different metabolic issues. They require different essential fatty acids than you and I. So you, first of all, you do need to use a canine and feline specific supplement. I mean, that's one first big step.
Okay.
Second, I do believe in using a powder format. Powder format is especially important for two reasons. One is that a powder is more easily digested and absorbed by the shorter gastrointestinal tract of the cat and dog. You know, these tablets need to be broken down and dissolved and then eventually digested and absorbed, where our cats and dogs have shorter gastrointestinal tracts that transit faster than yours and mine, so the window of opportunity for absorption of these nutrients is slower. Sorry, it's faster, and so in a tablet form, it's not really the best way to utilize these nutrients. Now, the powder form serves another benefit when it comes to oral health, and that is that it helps to coat the mouth more effectively than you would get with a tablet, obviously, and so you it's more conducive to supporting oral health. And when we've designed these supplements, we're not designing them to target one specific condition. Just to give you an example, if you have an animal that has a joint condition, you know, we have a product that addresses the joint condition and activates the chondrocyte or that animal's ability to restore collagen. But at the same time, we've added various elements to this product that improve general metabolic health. It's a holistic approach. So what we're doing is supporting the gums, we're supporting the teeth, we're supporting the cardiovascular system and the general body's ability to execute efficient immunity. And so when you treat the animal holistically like this, you have better success in treating them in a specific condition. So, again, to answer your question and summarize it, don't use human supplements. Use the canine and feline specific supplements. Use a powdered format because that has better bioavailability and improves general health more effectively. And thirdly, a supplement that has an abundance of antioxidants and digestive enzymes added to it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Franco, for all the information. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We'll have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Brian Dean, you got some news for us?
I do. I have a couple of stories that you're probably not going to believe, but I'm going to tell them to you anyway.
Great.
The first one, I'm still not sure how much I believe this, but according to the New York Post, which, as we all know, is a bastion of journalistic integrity, there is a pack of savage beagles terrorizing Long Island. Now, being somebody who, my parents have a couple of beagles, these are not what you think of as, you know, horrific, savage creatures.
Man-eaters.
But apparently they have a problem with people who get these hunting dogs, and then the hunting dogs end up, maybe they're not, you know, they don't serve the owner as well as they'd like, and so they essentially fire them, and they basically just abandon them. And so these are abandoned hunting dogs,
people.
And they stalk around looking for, you know, animals to hunt. And apparently some people there have been kind of scared by these packs of beagles. so I, you know, if you're in Long Island, just be aware that if there's some crazy-looking beagle...
Jersey Shore, you're next.
You may not want to lick you. I don't know. I'm still not sure how much I believe savage beagles, but whatever.
I believe it.
For the second story, I'm just going to show you this picture here, and we'll have this on our blog so people can see it.
Okay.
And it looks much better on the computer screen than what printed out.
But okay.
guy in China.
That is ridiculous.
Guy, in Taiwan, Sho Lau, has apparently taught his Taiwanese beauty snake how to smoke.
That's just a waste of money.
And gotten addicted to nicotine. The snake, named Po, apparently one day this guy, he smokes 20 a day. He threw a cigarette butt away. Snake went for it and put it in his mouth and seemed to enjoy it. So now Sho Lau gives him two a day, one in the morning and one at night. And he says he gets very agitated if I don't have any to spare.
Oh, well.
This picture is just unbelievable. The snake has a cigarette in its mouth. It is the most ridiculous-looking photo ever.
That's, Moving on. Smoking snakes, pack of angry beagles. All right, everyone. The puppy bowl is coming up.
Yes.
So we're going to have a special edition to discuss the puppy bowl. So be looking forward to that because
yes.
we're going to pick.
We're going to make our picks.
We're going to make our picks. So.
And importantly, all the animals are adoptable this
year.
So I'm very excited.
We're going to talk about all that.
The kitty halftime show.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Bunny cheerleaders. Come on.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Franco. And go out and take care of your pets.